With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. At a small community hall in Seeley Lake Monday night, Libertarian candidate for the U.S. House, Mike Fellows, shared his views at a sparsely attended candidates forum. Fellows wore a dark suit jacket over a light blue collared shirt, an American tie flag wrapped closely around his neck. He moved slowly and with help from a metal walker. He hadn't been feeling well lately and had to skip a debate in Billings August 29th because of his health. Monday night, he said Republicans and Democrats in Congress don't do a very good job working together.
And that's something we don't often do. We've got the Democrats and Republicans in Congress, and they fight over which issues they want to support. But if they just get together and agree on these issues, we finally get things done. Of course, libertarians support this notion of responsibility. If you don't infringe on your neighbor, then why do we need more regulations?
Hours later, Fellows would be killed in a car accident on Highway 200. The candidate forum that was his last public appearance started informally. Pizza and soda were served out of a kitchen in the back of the room. Donations were encouraged. The 24 people at the event filled less than half of the available seats. Candidates took turns speaking to the public from behind a plastic collapsible table placed in the front of the room. The forum was open to candidates running for the U.S. House, Governor, Attorney General, Secretary of State, and the Supreme Court. About half of the candidates invited attended. Mike Cooney showed. He's running for Lieutenant Governor with incumbent Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. Democrat Larry Gent showed up representing the Attorney General race. And both candidates for the contested Supreme Court seat were at the event. Republican Corey Stapleton in the Secretary of State race was there too. His opponent, Monica Lindeen, originally said she would be there, but her campaign said she had a change of schedule last minute due to an event involving her current position as state auditor. Klaus von Studerheim with the Seeley Lake Community Council organized the event.
I'm very disappointed that we didn't have anywhere near as many people as we usually have. I mean, we have half the crowd we usually had. I mean, there was a competing event that couldn't be changed. So that's disappointing. As I said in the beginning, not all candidates showed up.
Klaus says he's frustrated by the low turnout of candidates. He says getting them together in the same place to discuss their beliefs and how they would serve is more difficult than herding cats in an election season. But he says he understands that candidates for public office are busy campaigning.
We're really grateful to the candidates who did show up because they're running all over the state. And as I said, tongue-in-cheek, you know, Seeley Lake is not the navel of the universe, so we're glad that they showed up.
The forum was competing for the public's attention with Monday Night Football, the second gubernatorial debate, and a community barbecue going on in Seeley Lake. During the 2.5-hour forum, community members could ask candidates questions directly. Ken Kronzberger from Seeley Lake says he appreciates this kind of event as he tries to educate himself on the candidates. Kronzberger says he is an independent voter, and he likes to talk with a candidate face-to-face if he has the chance.
A party doesn't make a person good or bad. A party just is a label that somebody put on them. So I don't vote party lines. Newspaper's so biased anymore, I don't see that there's any need to go to that except for the comics and the editorial pages. But I watch news on television and get most of my information there, and these forums also help me figure things out.
Next week, Seeley Lake will host another candidate forum. Klaus von Studerheim says public and candidate turnout should be better at that event.
So we're going to have state auditor, superintendent of public education, public service commission, county commissioner, state senate, and state house. And they're all coming except for one candidate.
Democrat Melissa Romano in the superintendent of public instruction race has not accepted the invitation. This election season, the gubernatorial candidates in Ryan Zinke and Denise Juno in the U.S. House race have each debated twice in events hosted by local newspapers, TV, and radio stations. Montana Television Network has hosted many debates on their weekly public affairs programming, featuring the candidates in the Attorney General and Secretary of State contests, but there are no plans for future debates with those candidates. For many voters, these events may be the only opportunity they have to interact with candidates beyond reading their names in an occasional headline, or on yard signs stuck in a neighbor's front yard, or printed in the November ballot. According to longtime Montana state government and politics reporter Chuck Johnson, since 1988, four Montana political candidates have died on the campaign trail. Johnson tweeted Tuesday, quote, "Our political candidates put their lives on the line, driving and flying across this vast state in all kinds of weather to meet us," unquote. Libertarian Mike Fellows was 59 years old. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.